This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day weekend. Memorial Day weekend for the race fan is like Christmas to the child. There's so much great racing along the Gulf Coast and worldwide, and boy, do we have a lot to cover, starting last night at Five Flags Speedway. Hey, thank you so much to Five Flags, Mobile International Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, all competing this weekend. Big show coming up. Matt Weaver is standing by, hopefully, for Popular Speed. He's going to tell us about some of the racing we saw last night with the Super Series. Also, it's Memorial Day weekend, like we said. He's going to preview the Indy 500. We've got some calls into Matt, but it was a late night last night, so hopefully everybody gets up and ready. Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway will be on. It'll be night two of the 11th annual Race to Glory. $1,000 to win for those legend cars, and trophies bigger than some of the contestants. How cool is that? Tim Bryant is on the line, and we'll join him in just a minute with Five Flag Speedway. Again, last night, epic battles, side-by-side, door-banging, torn up sheet metal. Lots of people mad at each other. A couple F-bombs. I didn't say them, though. We'll tell you about that later. And then Dustin Long also with MRN. Now, this is going to be a big weekend in Charlotte. The Coca-Cola 600. Just to let you know, if you haven't heard, Jimmy Johnson on the pole. He is 33rd in his career, and he has won 13 wins from the pole. So, lots to cover. Tim Bryant, good morning. We were just talking off the air. This is the holy grail of racing weekends.
I tell you what, it is. Whether you're a competitor or a fan, this is the weekend you look forward to. It's always, your local tracks have got big events just like they're having out at Sunny South and tonight at MIS. Tomorrow's going to be a great TV day.
Oh yeah,
man, it's a race fan's dream.
Well, let me tell you, it's hard for me to talk because I'm still smiling and just excited about what we saw last night. The Buddy's Home Furnishing Blizzard Series Southern Super Series race was probably, and we say this every time they come, but had to be the best racing that we've seen. I mean, side by side, lap to lap, the leader, second car, back and forth, and there was excitement all around. A lot of people upset, sheet metal torn up, but that was in all the divisions. So lead us through what was an amazing night last night at Five Flags, Tim.
Well, you're certainly right, and at the risk of making it sound like, for those folks that that weren't there last night, we're just trying to talk them into coming tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We are, but the truth is, it is what we say it was.
Yeah.
It was what we said it was. Mm-hmm. It was some of the best racing. I didn't know we could top the April super late model race. And of course, we had two big nights of that in April, and there's just absolutely no reason for us not to expect more of the same tonight. An epic battle between Augie Grill and Bubba Pollard last night. You didn't know who was going to win that race until the race was over.
Yeah, and actually, Bubba did win in his fourth straight Southern Super Series race. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's now the most winningest driver in the Blizzard Series ever.
He was.
Wow.
In fact, he broke the record battling with none other than Augie Grill. They each had 8 Blizzard Series victories over the 10-year history of the series. And, of course, Bubba broke that tie last night. He is on a roll. The talk of the pits this afternoon as they prepare for tonight's race is, what can we do to beat Bubba Pollard? But
yeah,
I'm telling you, there is a handful of guys that are capable. They just need to put it all together in 125 laps.
Well, there was, it was just like the Snowball Derby a couple years ago, and one of the announcers' worst nightmares, but there was some contact, I think we should say, a caution came out. The 11 of David Rogers and then also Casey Smith got together. Casey gets put up to the wall, not happy at all. We mentioned, asked what happened, and he threw a couple F-bombs out, not happy about it, and what the response was classic from Rogers, because during the halftime intermission, as I call it, when you guys have the caution come out around lap 75, I go over there and say, what was Casey talking about? And he said, well, he didn't understand the fact that he was coming down, slowing down. I'm not going to race you out as soon as the caution comes out. And the quote, which was great, in the loudest cheering I've heard in years, he said, hey, if that little guy wants some of this old man, give me a couple minutes. I'll be right out. And it was awesome.
It was
great.
It was a classic comment from what is one of the most respected 58-year-old drivers in racing, David Rogers from Orlando. But in Casey Smith's defense, he's gotten off to a good start this year. His car's been really fast. He went into last night's race, tied for the lead in the Southern Super Series point standings with Bubba Pollard, had a great car in Thursday night's practice, was at the top of the speed charts all day yesterday in practice, and when the green flag fell, it just wasn't there for him. So I know he was probably frustrated even before the accident, but major, major damage to that automobile last night. So, you know, racers will be racers. They most of them will tell you what they feel if you give them the opportunity.
And as a reporter, sometimes I forget that. But that was some great racing. But again, you know, we had so many other classes. The Home Depot Modifieds again. You talk about side-by-side racing. Man, we saw it there too.
Well, I tell you, it was talk about an epic battle. Yeah. Donnie Hamrick, you might refer to as Goliath, and Oakie Mason, perhaps David, last night. Yeah. And, you know, those guys raced side by side, lap after lap. A new rule imposed last night that allowed the competitors only to put two new tires on their car at the start of the event. Mm-hmm. So it actually bunched the field up a little bit. We had a few extra cars because of the reduced cost. And hopefully that'll help bring our open wheel modified class kind of back to where we expected it to be, you know, along with some great racing. But it was a great race last night. Of course, Donnie Hamrick did prevail by just a car length over Oakie Mason.
Again, side by side racing. We had it in the Beef with Brady Sportsman class, and not the person you might have thought won, but he hadn't won yet. First race of the year that he did win, and the old savvy veteran was back at it again.
You know, Brandon Fowler, the guy that's been in victory lane so many times, both at Five Flags and MIS, pulls out to the lead, you know, on about lap four. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's maybe on cruise control. But I think you described him to a T, the savvy veteran. Yeah. Steve Buttrick was kind of lurking in the wings and, you know, methodically worked his way up. And, of course, he waited till the last lap to take the lead.
Yeah, in typical fashion.
I'm not sure if that was by design or if it just happened to be a good thing that it was.
I think the fans loved it. And I tell you what, Brandon Fowler did one of the same things that Buttrick does, gave out his trophy to the kids. And you know what? The smiles in these kids right after those races, they just come pouring onto the fence. I think that's such a cool thing. And, you know, that really gets those families coming back. So kudos to those drivers for doing what they do for the fans.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the Butler You Pull It Bombers. Wow, one of the hardest wrecks we've seen in a while after a spin that looked like it could have been avoided. It wasn't really a racing thing, I don't think, but that's my opinion on it. But you tell me what you thought. Hunter Ward was the winner for a little while.
Well, he was, and Hunter Ward has kind of been the B.J. Latham of Five Flag Speedway. Mm-hmm. He had gotten on a roll, and, you know, last night a little more thorough post-race inspection. Found unapproved rocker arms on that engine. You know, I guess the jury would be out if he's been running them the whole time. But, you know, that's the way inspections go. I mean, you check randomly, you know, week after week, and even if it's the same cars. And, of course, our tech crew found something last night that, as I say, was unapproved. So handed the win to Michael Nelson. You know, he'd been, you know, right there all year long. He's done everything but win. He's the defending champion. And so a well-deserved victory for Michael Nelson.
Well, what happened, that six car, which didn't have the normal drive in it, had Bulkum in it, actually got into turn four, turned John Kevin Merritt. There's no other word for it. I mean, they really drove through him on that, at least from my point of view. And then, boy, I tell you what, nowhere to go. Kerner Kafka, who actually, maybe two races ago totaled his car, had the same exact problem, had nowhere to go, and just nailed Merritt so hard. And Merritt just put in this year alone, talking with him, he's already put in $3,000 with the repairs on the car. He says, I don't know if I've got it to do it again. And he was not happy.
Well, I tell you, it was a tough situation for both of those guys. And, you know, what Robert Bulkum had going on with John Kevin Merritt, I don't know. Those guys have raced together for a long time. So what may have looked deliberate, certainly we want to hope was not.
Yeah.
But, you know, as things like that go, it's usually the innocent guys that become the victim. Yeah. That was the case for Kerner Kafka last night, who was in a borrowed race car that belonged to Wayne Burkett.
Yeah, and so they've got some repairs. They were planning on coming to Mobile. They're still coming. They just won't bring the race car. One of my favorite numbers is number 5, for obvious reasons. We run that on the Bomber, but you guys are doing something for the next race that involves that number 5 that I think is great and it's going to pack the stands.
Well, at Five Flag Speedway in 2 weeks, we are going to have a $5 night.
Yeah.
By the way, we will have one of those upcoming at MIS. It's
good.
Not tonight, of course, because tonight is Miller Lite Series night.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to try to cut the cost for the race fans. And by the way, that'll be on June the 6th. And then the very next week, we'll be back in Pensacola with the NASCAR K&N Series.
Oh, yeah.
That event is really shaping up to be a barn burner. We're also going to have our Super Stock Sportsman and Bombers sharing the stage with the NASCAR guys on that Friday night, June 13th. Advanced tickets are on sale at a discount price. It's a $25 ticket to the NASCAR night on June 13th, but you can buy tickets in advance from the Speedway office for $20.
And I tell you what, last year's race was incredible. And to watch those cars go around the track, it's very similar, I think, in the way they handle close to the ARCA cars, because they're a different build of car. They might look like the late model, but they're different, aren't they?
Well, they are. It's more along the line of, as you said, an ARCA car or even a nationwide car.
Yeah.
And there are several development teams in the K&N series.
Mm-hmm.
Although most of the drivers are not necessarily going to be household names, I can promise you there'll be a handful of them that will be within just a couple of years. Most of your development drivers, like Kyle Larson, came through the K&N series. Of course, Chase Elliott came through the K&N series, and the list goes on. So, but it's very competitive racing. Last year was won by Ben Kennedy, who moved on to the Camping World Truck Series.
Yep.
So we're really looking forward to that event on June 13th.
Well, let's talk about tonight, man. We have set it up, and if you're a race fan, you got to think about coming out to Mobile International Speedway, the Miller Lite 125s. Again, we've got local divisions. I'm excited about the number 5 Kane Motorsports car. We found something during practice, and I tell you what, I've not got off that turn that fast before, and I'm like excited and happy. I can't wait to get out there. Do we have anything for BJ Latham? I don't know. I think there's one guy out there that's coming out there tonight in the bomber class that just might, and his name's David. I'm just going to leave it at that. He's got a brand new car, but guess what? Looks just like BJ Latham. Same motor, same transmission, first time out the track. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, I mean, of course, the bounty is on BJ Latham. And hey, look, that number 5, you know, I'm still saying it's the fastest car in the corner. So, don't count yourself out on that. But speaking of number 5, 5 divisions are racing tonight, an extra class of racing. So certainly an action-packed night. You'll get your money's worth. We got the Super Stocks, mm-hmm. the Pro Truck Division, of course, Sportsmen and Bombers, along with a good field of super late models in town for the Miller Lite Series.
Now tell us, when is the best time to come out? Obviously today you want to get some of the practice into qualifying is actually going to be part of the show tonight. We've done that before, and boy, I tell you what, I think the fans really like it.
Well, I tell you, we're getting some really great response
yeah.
for our 7 o'clock start time game. However, we do know that it's tough, especially in the summertime when it doesn't get dark real
yeah.
Early. So what we're doing tonight is we're actually going to start the race program at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. with late model qualifying, and then we'll immediately go into the feature races. So, we're going to start at 7, and it's going to be a good three and a half hours of nonstop action.
Oh, we can't wait. Well, Tim, I know you're already at the track and working on things there in the turns, so we'll let you slide. But, man, we set it up. It's going to be a great night, and we can't wait to get over there. We'll see you in the pits, and thank you so much for, as always, coming back onto the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate all you do for Gulf Coast Racing.
There you go. Tim Bryant, man, I tell you what, he is busy this weekend. But what a show it's going to be tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Still scheduled on the show. I think Matt Weaver's getting that beauty rest. That's okay. He needs a little bit of that. I hope he didn't hear that. Joe McCardle, he's on the way. Sunny South Raceway, the Race to Glory. Day 2 today, Dustin Long with MRM. And a huge show at Flemington Speedway. Our friend NASCAR Ron makes the return to the show coming up. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show. Again, so much still to continue. Dustin Long with MRN live in Charlotte for this weekend's Coca-Cola 600. Again, Jimmy Johnson on the pole. He's won 13 times from there, and boy, they call that Jimmy's house. So we'll see how that goes. Also, we've still got some exciting racing coming up on Memorial Day. It's a huge show, and at Flemington Speedway. NASCAR Ron's going to be on to talk about that, but this is one of the biggest races of the year this weekend at Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle joins us. It's the 11th annual Race to Glory, and today is day two. Joe, good morning. New names in Victory Lane, and it sounds like some controversy, too. Boy, that's a good racing weekend.
It does make for a good show.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we, in the Pro Challenge class, we had Joseph Pilato coming down from Birmingham.
And he's fast, and he's won a lot out there.
He's fast. He sits on the pole, he wins the heat, he wins the feature, and nobody can touch him. You know, he's had his way, it's Sunny South, like they say. Well, last night, all that come to an end. We got this little kid that runs at Mobile now, he used to run with us, Bryce Dulabon.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Elmore's Monte Carlo just out-qualified him, passed him and beat him in the heat.
Yeah.
Passed him, beat him in the feature.
And so all should be good. Pack up and we'll get ready for the next race, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
The dad just couldn't handle it.
Oh.
So he protests. In fact, he originally protested everything that beat him, which was Billy Elmore Jr. driving his dad's car, the number three Monte Carlo, plus Bryce.
Wow.
And I said, no, man, I ain't going to spend the whole night down here.
Yeah.
Take your pick. You know, you can get the two or the three. Make a long story short, we went over there and had to go in the parts room because we still had racing going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we got Roger Beasley, the original go-kart tech man, and we pulled car right. He protested the restrictor plate underneath the carburetors. And hey, he lost again. What can I say?
Wow. So, again, that's, yeah. And then what was, I guess there are different sizes that you guys put on there. And so you could, I mean, there's several ways to enhance performance as a way to put it. I mean, like could have shaved it shorter or smaller or what?
Well, what started it all here about 3 months ago, we had a Mustang out of Atlanta that got bought and sold right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the last people who bought it took it home to rebuild it, and they found that the restriction plate was hogged out.
Oh.
So, you know, that put the ideas in people's mind, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, the car come out of Atlanta. So it's like I told him last night. I said, what's your problem? He said, well, y'all got nothing but hogged out restriction plates. I said, oh, dude, don't hang that on us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The car came out of Atlanta. Don't hang that on Sunny South.
Yeah.
We run a clean show. I'm not going to sit here and tell you race car drivers don't drive in the gray zone. I'm telling you we don't fool with the restriction plate. The engines in question come from Sam Nelson, who's probably one of the most honest engine people around here.
Yeah.
It's a sealed engine. Mm. So, you know, do your thing. We're going to do our thing.
Yep.
You lost. Let's go racing tonight, so we'll see.
Well, and again, 1,000 to win, and you've got the Legends, Pro Challenge, Senior Pro Clones. Let's talk about those go-karts again. And like we talked about last weekend, when those guys come out to race, it's like Talladega out there because they do bump draft, and if you're in the draft, you can pass people. It's really exciting to watch those guys on the track. And how are these guys, and again, what kind of racing can we expect to see today?
Well, like you say, the Senior Pro Clones, which is 15 years and older, they do draft.
Yeah.
And they've got it down to, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it. It is beautiful. You know, it looks like they're hooked up, but it looks like they're a go-kart with eight wheels on it.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Right. Because here they come.
Yeah.
And what gets me about them is the dude in the lead, I know there's some kind of signaling and stuff going on, and but the guy in the back, he just comes up there, touches the back bumper in front of him, and they go for it. Nobody's wiggling. Nobody is out of line.
Yeah.
We don't miss. We don't go to the side. We're not worrying about getting radiator hot. You
it's
know, we're
smooth.
Right in the center, dude.
Yeah.
And they take off.
Yeah.
And the only thing you got to worry about is how long the guy pushing you going to push.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, here comes that turn.
Yeah, right.
Hey, new to the track and excited to hear about it. Vintage cars are there tonight. And, boy, the Southern Vintage Racing Association is doing great. They're expanding there. They had one of their cars at Five Flags last night. They're getting ready to do more asphalt racing there. And they'll be back in June, and I'll be able to race then there. And excited about that. But today, again, they're coming. And, man, if you've not seen them, they're built on open-wheel modified cars. They're pretty much like an open-wheel modified, but with a stretched-out body that looks a lot like a Legend.
Well, we call them a Legend on steroids.
Yeah, that's it.
Big brother.
Yeah.
And, yes, they're coming tonight. We played back in, I think, 07. Mm-hmm. We had a couple races with them. Of course, they're not the same people.
No, yeah.
But we're familiar with the body style and the car itself. Long time ago, they had two blue coupes up at Op.
Yeah.
I mean, them dudes were fast.
Oh, wow.
They were fast.
Well, you're going to have those. What about the winners from this past last night? Can you run through those?
Last night, we had the Mighty Mites. Of course, as you know, everybody's a winner in the Mighty Mites.
Yeah.
Bandoleros, we had six Bandoleros, and the leader, Honeycutt out of Houston, Texas, blew an engine leading.
Wow.
So that put Gabby Debut on the pole. She come out of number four leading and spun out right in front of Josie, who was running third, and collected two of them. And her brother Levi in the 48 car ended up winning.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, all them guys will be back. We have to rebuild Joe's car, which we're getting pretty good at.
Oh, Jesus. But let me go back real quick before we go into the senior pro clones. That girl can drive, and she is starting to push that limit so much on that car. And she has had the cane luck. It seems like you find those accidents. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like wrong place, wrong time.
She does. She's either crashing in the lead or you know, two races ago, she was lapping the field.
Yeah.
And made contact and hooked up and went into the wall. But, hey, just to go to show you, it's a full roll cage, five-point harness.
That's right.
She still raced. Everything's cool.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
She's my little girl, but everything is still good to go. She'll be back out tonight.
Good.
Tatum Wilson done his thing, the senior pro.
Unstoppable. Yeah, you need to put a bounty on that boy.
Well, you know, Tatum's hot right now. Tatum is really. I can't help but remember when they first started racing. Mm-hmm. You know, he was running second, third, and I went over there kidding with him. I says, "Do you have anything? Do you guys know how to go up front?" His dad looked me straight in the eye. He says, "We got something." So they've been doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Legends. Hunter Lewis. Mm. Hunter Lewis got probably one of the fastest car lining right now.
Yeah.
He leads. He wins 10, 12 car lengths. The battles for second and third.
Yeah.
We had three cars in the 12 seconds last night. We had Hunter Lewis at 12:97. We had Joey Padgett, who came back for the first time this year, who's driving a late model up North Carolina at a 12:95.
Wow.
And then we had the old pro himself, Brian McCarley, at a 12:99.
Wow.
And then Joseph come in at a 13:02. Well, last night, Joseph ran second, and his dad run fifth.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. So, you know, Hunter ran away.
Yeah.
Joseph was second. Joseph and Joey Padgett swapped the lead all night, had a good battle. And Dubuisson was in there for fourth, and Brian just couldn't get around Dubuisson, so we'll do something there and try to do a little bit better tonight.
Well, go ahead.
Senior pro clone, like mm-hmm. I say, we've already talked about it. Pilato did not make it last night, mm-hmm. but we'll have some serious racing there tonight for sure.
Well, I bet you he'll be there and he'll be ready.
He'll be ready. Yeah. He'll be ready. I'd like to thank everybody that came out and ask you to bring a friend and come back and see us tonight.
Let me ask you really quick. This is the 11th year you guys have done this, and this is also kind of a salute to the military. What does that mean for you guys to do this for the 11th year and the connection with the military ties?
Well, you know, military is free tonight.
Yeah.
Military, you know, where would we be without them?
Yeah.
I mean, me, in my case, I was in Vietnam War. Listen, I was proud to serve my country. I went over there and I came back.
Yeah.
Some of these dudes didn't make it back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's their day, Memorial Day weekend. They fought for us. They give their lives for us so we could stay home and enjoy.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your service. That's awesome.
Our race is Memorial Day Classic Race to Glory.
Well,
red, white, blue.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. What time does it start today, and where do we find the track?
The gates open at 3. Racing start at 8. You can go Interstate 10 all the way to Exit 4, go across the freeway to the stop sign, and come back 3 miles east, and we'll be on your left. Or you can get off Interstate 10 and go Highway 90 past the big track. 6 miles will be on your right.
And you can see it now. You got some great signs up there, and you'll see those lights shining off the side over there. So, Well, Joe, good luck with everything, and again, we appreciate everything that you do, and you're going to be watching some racing on TV tomorrow?
For sure.
That's what I think.
Starting in the morning.
There you go. Joe, God bless you, man. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for your service and also what you do for the racetracks.
Thank you, man.
All right, there you go. That's Joe McCardle. He's already, see, the drivers are already calling him. How about that? Still so much to continue. Hang on. I believe we're going to go probably to either NASCAR or NASCAR Ron. So either way, we've got NASCAR to talk about still. Fingers crossed. Again, it's an early morning. A lot of these racers don't like getting up this early. And also, well, we've also got Dustin Long with MRN. Lots to cover. IndyCar, NASCAR. We're going to try to get it all in. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing out of Kannapolis. Glad to be associated with them again with Kane Motorsports. And we race to bring awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. Been able to raise thousands of dollars. And if you're a volunteer fireman and you want to have a race car at one of your events, well, the fish fries or whatever you're doing, you can find us on Facebook, usfdracing.org, or you can just also look up Full Throttle Racing with Kane on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. We're everywhere. I tell you what, you know, this is one of the biggest weekends. Like I said, it's like Christmas for me, because not only do I get to watch like I did and enjoy it from the stands and also in the pits last night at Five Flag Speedway, I get to participate tonight at Mobile Speedway, and I got my couch tomorrow for F1. We've got IndyCar. We got Charlotte. And then Monday morning, there's more racing, and at Flemington Speedway, it's the Memorial Day shootout, fireworks in a bunch of divisions, and again, glad to have him back on the show, NASCAR Ron. Good morning, man.
Hey, man, good morning, Kane. Good to be back on your show. I know you get a lot of followers there on your Facebook. I briefly looked at your Facebook this morning, but I tell you what, we've been overwhelmed with this event. I think that was Wednesday evening. I got a phone call Wednesday evening, and Red Farmer called me.
Yeah, this is huge.
And I said, hello? And Red's hard of hearing, and so Red hollers in the phone whenever he talks to you. And I said, dadgum, this is Red Farmer. And he said, yeah, Ron, this is Red. And far as I know, we're coming. We're coming down there to race with you. We're looking forward to it. And he actually called me yesterday morning. I was on the tractor cutting grass at the track. And now his term in promoters, as promoters, he's saying promoters are always asleep. So whenever he calls a racetrack promoter, he says, what are you doing? You sleeping? And I don't know what it is with that deal. I mean, you know, Red's been around and racing for years.
Yeah. And he has such a good following, and everybody, he's so friendly. I mean, all the fans can still talk to him, and you know he loves it, and so do the fans. That's going to be another opportunity to do that.
Well, I mean, there were some folks last night at Five Flags Speedway. Yeah. Whenever they heard that Red was coming to Flemington,
they cheered.
I mean, oh God, yeah. I had one guy sitting up there behind me in the grandstand, and before the announcement was made on the PA, I says, "Well, I thought you'd want to know it. I know you've been coming to Five Flags for years. This gentleman, I'd be lying to you. I can't keep up with people's names." Mm-hmm. This gentleman sits in the same spot every year for the Snowball Derby, and every night he comes to the races, it's right behind the flag stand, top row. He wears a pair of glasses. You can't miss him. And he loves coming to Five Flags, and I told him, I said, "Well, look at here, man. Red Farmer is coming to Flemington Speedway Monday night. You need to be there." "Really? Really? Red's coming?" I said, yeah, he's coming. So, I mean, now some of the younger generation.
Google him. You go ahead and Google Red Farmer and get an education.
There's some of the younger generation. And I've talked with a couple of folks, some sports people. I was an accident. I won't call the name out on the phone, but there was a gentleman I was talking to last night in Pensacola, a sportsman. And I said, "Well, you know Red Farmer?" No, I don't believe it. No. I said, "Right, well, really?" So the younger generation is not familiar with who Red Farmer is. But if you do a study on Red Farmer, I promise you, he's a well-known person. And Talladega Super Speedway recognized Red, Donnie Allison, and Bobby Allison and all them, you know, for Talladega Weekend. They named the back straightaway now is the Alabama Gang back straightaway. They got it on the wall. I mean, that was a big deal. But, We look forward to Monday night. Now, the little wing mini sprints, we get a lot of those little guys. That's the Gulf Coast Wing Mini Sprint Series. You can check out their website at gulfcoastwingminisprints.com. But a lot of those guys come from over towards the Payson area, Milton area, Pensacola. And then we do get some followers that do come in from over towards Mississippi that normally come in, and we'll have on a give and take night anywhere between 15 or 16 of those little cars, and those cars are real dangerous whenever they start flipping. We've had some bad flips here lately, but those guys are all so fast.
Yeah. Well, what other classes do you have coming?
We got we got five classes of racing. We got the wing mini sprints. We got the crate late models at Red's racing in.
Yeah.
We got the Peter Stocks. They also racing 4,000 to win. Your Neesmith Street Stock Series is racing 4,000 to win. And your front wheel drive tuners, which the front wheel drive tuner class has kind of died off. And they're not as strong.
I've heard that from other tracks as well. I've heard that as well, so I hate to hear that.
Yeah, here in the Panhandle and in the surrounding areas here, you know, whenever they had the cash for clunkers deal, a lot of those cars went away, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what time does it all start? When can we get over there and actually enjoy and start seeing some of this racing?
Well, you know, some folks are actually going to have to work Monday, and then some folks are off, and I got folks saying they're going to be there earlier to get a good seat. But the gates are going to actually open at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, the gates are opening at 3 o'clock. Race time is going to be exactly at 7 o'clock because, you know, we have this thing, all our big races we do, we normally try to get started at 7 because we got to be through at a decent time because a lot of folks has got to get up and go to work Tuesday morning.
Yeah, well, we'll make sure it's going to be a good one. And again, FlemingtonSpeedway.com. Hey, NASCAR Ron, how do we find the track?
Well, you know, for those folks that do come down 65, you actually get off at exit 69. When you get off exit 69, if you're coming from Mobile, you just turn right. And we're down on the right. You can't miss the racetrack. The flag's flying by the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're coming from Montgomery, you know, you just turned left, and it's down on the right. And then a lot of folks come from Pensacola. You just dead end right into Flemington on 29 and turn right on 31, go to the top of the hill. That's 113, and you turn left. And it's actually, I believe we got our directions on the website as well.
Okay.
If you have any problems, you can find that on the web as well.
Well, it's FlemingtonSpeedway.com and NASCAR, Ron. We've still got to try to hit some IndyCar and NASCAR and so much more, so I've got to run. We're running out of time, but
hey,
great to see you at the track last night.
Hey, Kane, appreciate you. You do an outstanding job, and everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend.
All right, NASCAR Ron with Flemington Speedway. Appreciate that. I'll tell you what, it's going to be another good show. There's so many great racing opportunities still out there. Matt Weaver with Popular Speeds next, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day racing along the Gulf Coast as well as that coveted Indy 500.